A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are continuing with our discussion of the retrenchment, or better, we can put it like massive retrenchment of workers following a Supreme Court ruling that sided with the employers.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We want a win-win situation. When we are talking about tripartism, it's equality. Not that one is a master of the other one. The judgment is being reviewed by the Attorney General and the other legal departments within governments, and we will come up with a position shortly.
Yaphambili ke lokho okwenziwa ngabakhathi kuyasimangalisa ukuthi indaba bekwenza ngojakela olunje bagijimelani kathi into njengoba isebenza kade besihlezi lazo nje isikhathi sonke lesi kuyasimangalisa lathi yikho nje ke sizama ukuthi uhulumende engangenelana ngesiphaliphala
tiri kuti kuvana vezimbabwe kuvashandi vezimbabwe kuruzhinji rwezimbabwe rusununguko rwenyu hamungamiriri kuti zvibve kumatare hamungamiriri kuti zvibve kuhurumende kuna purezidendi imi pachenyu ndimunofanirwa kuramba semaramiro amakaita muna 97 98 99 2000 mukadaro munosununguka.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the labor crisis in the country.
Labor organizations are claiming that there have been massive retrenchments since Friday, when the Supreme Court ruled that employees' contracts can be terminated once they are given a three-month notice. Official figures say 850 workers have been fired so far.
Labor leaders are pleading with President Robert Mugabe to intervene and try to stop the hemorrhage. The Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe and the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, while welcoming the judgment, are disputing labor claims that there is a firing spree.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Blessing.
Of course, we initially pointed out there that it was about 850 workers, but news that we are reporting, we are just receiving, is that Sino Zim, a cotton company, has actually retrenched 400 workers today. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking to some workers about that developing situation. So that puts the number well above 1,000, almost 1,300 workers have been retrenched since Friday after this ruling, Gibbs.
Ibombe zulanda basizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje ke kulabantu abanengi asebeqotshwe imsebenzi singathi ke sebaningi kakhulu bangafika i850 abangani baqotshwe umsebenzi kususela ngolesihlanu kuze kube lesinqumo esivela emthethwandaba Supreme Court esithi umuntu ke inxa elomuntu wakhe omsebenzelayo ulakho ukuthi athi hamba ngikhaya saphela sikubone kodwa eminike inyanga ezindathu ukuthi chiya umsebenzi. Sizwile njalo lokuthi ke abantu abakhangele ezabasebenzi bathi konoku kungani kuyahlupha ngoba abantu sebephonga ukuxotshwa umuntu angaphonga ukuvuka esithi zibani bani awusela msebenzi uyathi tshona phansi hamba. So ke kukhanya kuyahlupha kakhulu Blessing.
Onguka hama dzadiwa tinoda kuti titarise mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumishando uko kwatiri kudzwa kuti vashandi vakawanda vari kugumurwa mabasa zvichitevera mutongo wakapiwa nedare repamusoro reSupreme Court wekuti vashandi vanokwanisa kugumurwa pamabasa vasina chavakabata ndokunge vapiwa mwedzi mitatu. Of course, the news that we are receiving is that Sino Zimbabwe, a joint venture between Zimbabwe and China, has actually retrenched 400 workers today. 400 workers have been laid off by this company. And of course, this Sino Zimbabwe cotton opened in 2013, and it was actually commissioned by President Robert Mugabe himself, flanked by the then Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And it was said at the time that it was worth 17 million rather. They said the plant and ginary, which is near Hopley in Harare, was worth 17 million. And of course, now there's this development. And Gibbs, I think we are lucky. One of our guests is from that company and has been affected. And that is Mr. Maxwell Moyo, a worker at Sino Zim. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Moyo, can you tell us about what is going on, you know, at Sino Zimbabwe?
Yeah, in Sino Zimbabwe, all permanent workers has been retrained. The human resources manager just came yesterday in the late hours and addressed all the workers that all permanent workers tomorrow you have to come at 8 o'clock. Since we have been going there, we have been working through shifts. We have been working in 12 hours every day, starting at 6 and exchanging at 6. So we have been, all ships have been ordered to come at 8 o'clock. And when we reached there at the command today, we were all logged outside the gate and we have been addressed by the managers that the company is closed and all the permanent workers are not going in. And we have been given all the termination papers that was describing the issue of termination, and they just listed only three issues that the company is now not able to hold the amount of the workers that are working at the company, and the company is closing. So they said they are going to give us only 3 months notice pay, and only going to pay our leave days and the overtime, and that is what has transpired in the company. And this shocked all the workers, since the company has started changing people last year, and all those who have been affected since last year were getting their monies as per negotiations. Now, those who are affected today, including myself, we have been told that I think they have taken the advantage of the ruling that has been transpired at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
So we reported the matter. We reported the matter to the NEC, NEC, the organization that represents the workers at textiles, since all the signals in is a textile industry and a ginary industry.
And any retrenchment packages that you are being given, you say that most of the workers were actually permanently employed. Did they talk about any retrenchment package?
No, they said we are just, the paper is just mentioning three months notice that we are going to be paid our month, this month's pay plus a 3 month pay package.
Can you confirm that it's actually 400 workers who have been retrenched, as is being reported?
Yes, it's actually 400 workers, and I think because these are the only workers who are there at the complex so far. Mm-hmm. But outside, the company has got lots more than that number outside, because it has got, it buys cotton in the regions, and all those guys are being affected also. And we don't know the actual number there in the regions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Ramba Nyur Parunari Gibbs, we have our second guest.
Yes, I think we're joined by Mr. Davis and Ndumiso Spanda, who is a leper expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Spanda, you know, there are these massive job losses or job cuts. So at the end of the day, as a leper expert, what do you think about all this?
Well, what I think, first of all, is that a legal decision was made by judges.
Mm-hmm.
And that legal decision actually shows some weakness in our labor legislation. And mm-hmm. We naturally have to address that, because what it is actually doing is it is actually giving an employers a license to actually terminate a contract without actually a measure of fairness with the workers, because ordinarily the employer and the worker have always been unequal partners. I'm sure you are clear with what I mean there.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of things that can be done, but they take time.
Mm-hmm.
And employers will have actually terminated quite a number of contracts. You will recognize that for a long time, employers have said retrenchment costs and procedures are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And they militated against the termination of contracts. That is why they are actually having salary arrears and many other things, because they are failing to call for retrenchment.
Mm-hmm.
So for many employers whose businesses are struggling, that is a cheap way of retrenching, albeit very immoral, very cruel to the worker that cannot actually be denied. So I think this is going to continue for a while until we get to a point where the tripartite parties actually agree to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how it can be corrected or dealt with, it can only be dealt with through an act of parliament. Some have suggested that presidential powers be invoked. I want to confess, with the new constitution, I haven't had an opportunity to look at the presidential powers, whether they can actually be applied here to actually put brakes on this on what is happening now.
Kodwa ngenxa sokangele baba khona postpanda ubona zani kumele kwenzweni okwamanje kungakafikezwa khona kungani ucabanga ngakho
okwamanje mina engikubonayo ukuthi ukukhala akuncedi ngoba ama processes lawa aza continue esenziwa ngama employers okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ama employers lama unions the government but start engagement to actually find a solution to the problem, and the solution is not going to come overnight. By the time the solution is found, kufanele futhi ukuthi abantu bakunanzelele ukuthi umthetho lo awunikanga abantu imvumo yokuphongwenza ama-employers imvumo yokwenza umathanda. Ngoba lapho umuntu okumele kulandele khona ama-dismissal procedures, ama-code of conduct lokunye okunjalo, umthetho lokhu khonapho. Kungaza kumuntu uthi umuntu ewonile uthi wena uzamnika inotice ahambe, kungajika kumphendukela umqhathi futhi kusasa. Kungaza-ke kuthi nxa kuvele kukhanya ukuthi lapha kumele kuretrentshwe, kuthi wena uzanika inotice, umthetho uzabuye ubuye phezu kwakho futhi.
Mm-hmm.
So abaqhathi kumele bakunanzelele ukuthi ye yinto entsha, yinto engabancedisa ukureduce ama labor costs. Kungaba lo mvuzo ongamuhle kusasa. Ngoba okokuqala vele ibizo likamqhathi liyalimala uma upho ngukuxotsha abantu abaningi or notice. Izisebenzi ezisalayo zisala zethukile, ukusebenza kwazo kuba nzima zisiya phambili ngoba wonke umuntu usesebenzela evalweni. Izinto ezinjengama-workers committee kakusasebenzi ngoba ungaze ube khona ku-workers committee. Sokumele unanzelele ukuthi ungakhuluma into engayisiyo, uyavuka unikwa inotice kusasa. So ukunceda kwama-workers committee kubudlelwano komqhathi lesisebenzi kuza kuba nzima.
Yes, ngibambe umlomo khona lapho. Siyabonga kakhulu ke Sibanda ungayikajani. So what Mr. Sibanda is saying is that Supreme Court ruling actually nullified what should can be done by workers' committees.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it's rendering them extremely ineffective,
mm-hmm.
because somebody can be fired anytime, and you know, mm-hmm. yeah,
as has been happening now. Regatende kumtereri ukutanga mkoma Timothy Makadi.
Ndipo Makadi ngoma jonga.
Ndiva Zulu tiripo yedu tipe ofungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, you talk gai gai. You know what? Vanhu vanogara vachiudzwa nevanhu kuti gentlemen ii muka iripo ikai inoda kutodya nevana vayo chaivo nemabhonzo kushaya kuti vana vaya vari kupi isi tiri kuti vashandi pachavo ngavazvimiririre zvekuti government iri kudii iyo government yachonaka iyo ukaona Supreme Court yotaura zvairi kutaura izvi inenge yatobvako kunaana Mugabe kwese ikoko yapedza hapana chainombovhunduka isi tiri kuti isu vashandi pachedu tikasaona zvokuita tikasamira isu pachedu hapana tinongochema tichingozhamba kusvika vanhu vanyarara nekuti vanhu vese ivavava vari pamabasa ava hapana chavari kutambira asi takangonyarara vane zuro vanhu vari kubviswa mumavheranda mavaitsvaga chokuraramisa takangonyarara handizivi kuti takaitwa sei kana tinosvika rini takangodai zvatiri kuita izvi vashandi ngatisumuke tese tivaratidze kuti no isusu tanoita nezvamuri kutiita izvi ivo vari kuziva chiguta vana va vari kudzidza kunze kwenyika isi vedu kutoti vaone sadzi chaivo havatodi vada kuti vaone vachingomuka vakafa mangwana chaivo chaivo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Timothy nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru essentially what Timothy is saying is that the government has failed the people and the workers must not expect the current government to do anything for them. It's up to the workers to demand their rights. Edmo Gono mwe mutereri wedu makadi mukoma Edmo
ndofara makadi mukoma jonga
aiwa ndimukoma Zulu makadi mukoma Edmo
aiwa ndinofara hangu makadi
tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
nyaya iripo iyi ndinoiona iri ganga idza mukwenyu mhezi yekumusana
mhezi yavavira mudumbu kwete yekumusana o kumusana futi hauzokwanisi kukwenya futi
haukwenyi ndinoona marongerwo akaitwa nyaya iyi vanhu vari kuchema kuti ndisaiva mugabe yapindira e varikwanisa kupindira zvavo vamugabe asi hakuna chakataurwa chavasingazivi vamugabe nekuti tikada kutarisa iye zvinezvi tiri kuona kuti ava dzimwe nguva vanotonga nyaya ava vanozotsura nyaya yavo asi inenge yabvako kumatare ekumusoro kukurokaita sekuvanaana mugabe ikokoko ndichidero nekuti iko zvinezvi tikada kutarisa tinoona kuti makambani mazhinji asara muzimbabwe ari kutungamirwa nayo vanotonga mhosva ikoko kubva kunana Supreme Court ikoko ndo vane makambani saka havada turi mitemo inozovaremera mangwana vatotsura mitemo inovarerukira kuti kana ivovo dzinga vashandivo zvinovarerukira hati munozviona ehe saka hati regai hedu kuchema kuti betadai betadai tedabetadai tinogona kurohwa nemapurisa tiri mutiti mutizama kuti ngatiratidzire ngatiratidzire zvikatozonyanya kupinza nzara kudzimba dzedu uko tasumba tavharirwa mumajeri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagono nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndatenda hangu
of course Mr. Gono is saying the problem is that maybe some of the judges and people involved in policy making actually business persons themselves. They are employing workers, and it will be difficult to expect them to make laws that might contradict their own personal interests. Gibbs.
Very, very interesting there. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Joseph. Open was two messages and WhatsApp. UJoseph ke uthi kodwa lokhu asebekwenzile sebebulala ilizwe sokuzatshontshwa kumakampani ngoba umuntu uyabe sefuna ukuzizamela ukwenza ukuthi adinga imali. Then kuzobuya ke umnumzana M yalala siphepha ubhala esithi sithwele nzima ngabantu abangela nzwelo manje kuyasala bani ema-industry nxa abantu sebexotshwa ngale ndlela and bangene ngaphi lokhu lakuma-vendors siyaxotshwa futhi ilizwe leli lizabuswa zinyoni sishuwashuwa sibini. what he's saying there is, you know, people are having a difficult time in Zimbabwe, and even vendors are being chased around. So where should people go from now, you know? That's what his kind of query. Then I've got Mr. Ngube, who writes, Loku wonke wakulunganga, sibona wazani ibandla leZANU-PF yile lincindezela abantu. So he says all this is not too good. So he believes that ZANU-PF is actually oppressing people.
Regai tidzokere kuna vamoyo mushandi weku Sinozim kuno gaiwa donjo kukotonuku. Vamoyo mungatudzoti imi mune mhuri yakakura zvakadi uye matambira sei zvamangosvika mukanzi basa rapera.
Ini ndine vana vatatu. Patasvika tikanzi basa rapera. Zvinhu zvazvina kuti kutsa noti hatatisinga expecte zvinhu zvakadaro. Plus nemhuri dzedu vazhinji vevashandi vane maloans avakanga vakatora kumabanks kwavo. Vazhinji vevashandi vane mafuneral policies. Takatarisa mari iri kutaurwa nekambani ikei. Kuuraya mhuri dzedu nekuuraya vanhu vazhinji. Saka hazvina kugamuchirika vanhu tese hazvina kutiitira zvakanaka. Zvatirwadza. Svika tazokonetaedzawo kuti tiedze kupoterawo nekuunion yedu. Vauyawo vakataurawo zvavataura kuvashandi vakambonotaurawo nevakuru nehr ofisi yedu. And we all denied kusaina mapepers iwayo tichiti hazvi zvatisi kubvumirana nazvo. Dai paitwa imwe resolution.
Saka vashandi vese vabatana kuti hatisaine mapepa acho.
Hongu vashandi vese vabatana, vanga vachiafektwa vese vabatana.
Gibbs, I think you heard what Mr. Moyo is saying there. He's saying that this came as a shock to the workers because some of them have loans from banks, funeral policies and all that. Their families, Mr. Moyo is a father of three, and they're saying this is something really difficult for him and his family.
Mr. Spanda, I guess you can hear some of these sad stories. What is your what is your advice? You know, you are a labor expert here.
It's a like you like they rightly say is actually a sad moment for the country's labor relations, and the answer really lies in quick engagement between the three parties to find a solution. But unfortunately, as the parties talk, the damage is actually going to continue. And there is really not much the workers actually can actually do at the moment, because they are now at the mercy of the employers. Fine, some are trying to say, fine, instead of terminating us on notice, we see that the company is struggling, can you put us on short time and things like that. But employers as well, the other challenge that is there is that some employers are very desperate to get rid of the labor, and they are saying, in the event the law changes, let the law find me on the other side of the bridge. And the other side of the bridge, unfortunately, is the cruel process of actually getting rid of the workers on notice. I cannot see any other way for the workers other than a quick engagement at the highest level, and then maybe if the presidential measures are actually applicable, the presidential powers are actually applicable, then they could actually be applicable, even if it's for a short period, to allow the Labor Act to actually be worked upon and be put into law, which will actually also address this actually particular issue. Because remember, the process of actually amending an act is not an overnight process. It goes through committees, it goes through the two houses in parliament, it eventually goes to the president. And when all those processes are gone, it could be 4 or 5 months from now. And in that kind of period, there will be a lot of damage. And a lot of damage in terms of actually workers losing jobs. In fact, at the end of the day, it leaves the nation with a very weak workforce, incapable of making meaningful contribution to the organizations that the workers work for. Even up to director level, I cannot see an MD actually having a robust discussion with the board of directors as well, because the next day you'll be without a job. But so basically, it has got a negative ripple effect on the whole economy, because no robust discussion of any issue that helps the economy can actually be driven from now. And the workers that are thrown out into the streets actually will increase our unemployment levels. It's just going to be very difficult.
Thank you so much. Of course, we also have several messages on WhatsApp. People are writing. The first one, Admire Sibia, says, my view on job termination. It's quite unbecoming that more and more workers are losing their jobs under the leadership of the government, which lied that it is going to create millions of jobs. That madness, terminations from jobs should be stopped immediately. Maxwell says, may hell fall upon the Supreme Court judge. Amen. How can he be inhuman to put such a barbaric judgment? Does he know the importance of working, or has he been fired anyway? Again, I say, may hell fall upon the Supreme Court judge. Amen. I don't know, Gibbs, but the Supreme Court judges are there to interpret the law.
That's,
I think,
right. Precisely, yeah.
The parliamentarians have the duty of making sure that they perfect that law if there are problems. Isaac says it's really very bad. During election time, the government of Mr. Mugabe promised 2 million jobs, which they failed to produce. Now they are introducing these laws which do not protect the remaining workers. Jerry says the ruling is not free and fair. People will be abused by employers. Something must be done as soon as possible. Alfred says it is a judgment befitting our shallow, myopic bench appointed and serving at the benevolence of Emperor Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Bozolo says justice must be seen to be in the interest of the public rather than against such interests. Interpretation of the law should not cause high uncertainty and its attendant turmoil, but political stability and predictability. Otherwise, the utility of institutions of justice is negated. And of course, Joel says the Supreme Court ruling is a shame. All Zimbabwean workers around the country are now being affected, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a caller.
Yeah, umbona zanu like kona.
Makandire, Makadiva Makandire.
Yeah, kutoa.
Namba ya chwele ngeri kuti netei, Gibbs.
What's wele nje uspanda nge sindu? Baba Spanda, unga kwa isa ke utini nga unga chela isebenzi?
Baba, tume kuzima, ukwa isa isebenzi, ukuti ungati zibambe loku kumbe zibambe loku yani. Into esinkulu lapha ukuthi uma izisebenzi zisemsebenzini sezi ihlezogatsheni nje njengenyoni ukuthi azikwazi ukuthi umfana weregene angafika nini azesichaya. Lola lo usesebenzela enanzelela umsebenzi wakhe. Njengoba ngichilo ngikhuluma ngesilungu ukuthi nxa kuvele sekunje okungcono ukuqala indlela yokubona ukuthi igodi leli lingachitshelwa njani. Siyavuma ukuthi hayi lapho liyagcitshelwa khona abaningi babe sebeka bawela ubaba buhlungu nje wavele abantu sebevele baqalisa ukuwela kuleli godi. But esezikukhalela ukuthi ligcitshelwe masinya kungakaweli abanjani abaningi. And ama-unions kasukume masinya aphuthume akhulume labaqhathi akhulume lokhulumende ngalinto ukuthi hayi kungaba yeke ukunceda amakhampani ama-individual ukuthi ubuhlungu lobo ababuthweleyo bama-salary arrears buphele. But uncedo lwakhona ngolwesikhathi esifitshane njalo uncedo lwakhona lubulala abanye abantu. Kudingwe indlela yokuthi into le ilungiswe ngesiphangiphangi. Inxa kudingakala ukuthi umkhokheli welizwe ayecele ukuthi afake umthetho othi hayi okwesikhathi esifitshane kusalungisa umthetho welabor. Mina ngithi le into kayime nxa kuwukuthi umthetho uyakuvumela khonokho yikuthi mina ngangawukhangelisisi lowo mthetho. Nxa ukuvumela khonokho kwenziwe khonokho. Engubonayo kathesi hayi isebenzi segcekeni.
Yeah, but ngiyabuza ngesikhiwa khonapho Mr. Spanda, that law has been there for years. So why now?
Right, the law has been there for years. Ungakhangela bakhona
abake. So let's take a break. Let's take a break on that note. Then I'll come back to you.
Okay, then.
And Eva Makandire rambai muri parunare, Eva Moyo rambai futi tiango titaore enemi shoma mchidimbu tichoneka na neva terere. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.